or they're peanut shaped. And so if you see that in your hive, you know that they're getting ready to swarm. They feed those larvae royal jelly, and those develop into potential queen bees. And then when they're ready to hatch, they make a piping sound, and they hatch. And if there's too many of them, they'll fight. But sometimes they just swarm. So the old queen is the one who actually leaves, and she can leave with 60% of the hive. So if you're a beekeeper, you can lose 60% of your hive right there. And that's a bit, that can be a big loss if you've only got one hive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another piece of advice that someone gave me, is always have two hives.
Okay.
At least two hives. So, okay, so what happens is the queen goes out, and she just goes to a place where she feels comfortable to land, which is usually in a tree, if you're lucky. She lands in a tree branch, and then the bees are crazy about her pheromone, and they follow her onto the branch, and they swarm around her. And then what they do is they send out scouts to look for a location. So what some beekeepers do is in their beehives, they actually set up a trap hive for swarms. So it's got queen pheromone in it, it's got honey in it, it's ready to go.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that the swarm will have a great place to go. In nature, they would find a hollow log. In the city, they might go into a hole in your house.
Ah.
and in, you know, weird cases, actually, you know, start making wax right in between your walls.
Incredible.
Which can be interesting. And so the scouts go out, and then they come back and they dance about where the location is, and the best dancer wins. And then they all follow that bee, and they go to their new home.